City of Lacombe has picked a site for a future fire station. The city looked at 20 locations before shortlisting 7 for a more detailed analysis. The site that came out on top is at 4410 Woodland Drive, next to the city cemetery and close to Highway 2A. 15 meetings were held and a stakeholder survey conducted, which showed 87% picked the chosen site as first choice. Factors considered included response time performance, location safety, major roadway access, residential impact, land availability, and the potential impact on future development. To address residents' concerns about the potential for emergency vehicles' lights and sirens to disturb the peace, new standard operating guidelines will be drawn up for the fire department that addresses the use of lights and sirens from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. A survey will also be developed to gauge the current operational impact on neighboring properties. City Director of Corporate Services Diane Pichet said the public have not yet been consulted on the location, which will involve the removal of a ball diamond. "I just want to assure council and the public there are a number of opportunities throughout this process where public engagement will occur," said Pichet. Amending the area structure plan that covers the area where the station is located requires 3 readings of council and a public hearing. Property owners within 60 meters of the site, along with school boards, utility providers, and the province, will be notified during the subdivision process. Any from the public can submit concerns and comments, and a 14-day appeal period follows subdivision approval. Residents within 60 meters are also consulted during the development permit approval process. Construction on the new fire station is not expected to begin before fall 2025. Before that, a subdivision plan, fire station functional design and budget, which will be part of 2025 budget discussions, must be completed. Alberta Health Services has expressed interest in basing EMS out of the building. "Using land designated for a cemetery is quite complicated and requires approval from the province's director of cemeteries. The land is protected by a habendum clause, which is registered under the Cemeteries Act and protects burial land from changes without provincial approval. The clause was first attached to the property in 1979, but it has been modified 4 times over the years to make way for new developments. A number of steps must be taken before the province will consider modifying the clause, including providing a legal survey and site, functional design and draft subdivision plans. An area structure plan and cemetery master plan will be updated as well. The next steps for the city are to hire an architect to undertake the functional design, survey the land and determine subdivision boundaries, inform the public about the chosen location, notify stakeholders."